Oh, well, best this wait. What's that? Oh, you heard from your actor friend, eh? Hmm? Tied up with a little theater movement. Oh, he is. Well, of course, if he can't act in our show, he just can't, I guess. Yes. We got to find someone else to take his place, all right, yes. Well, goodbye. Sorry, but...
Lord, the carriage waits without.
Now, looky here, I don't know who you be and don't care, but I ain't in no mood for no monkey business.
I perceive you have no stomach for mirth.
That burned right I ain't. You might laugh at some people's stomachs, but mine don't stick out. Well, anyway, not so much.
But I came not here to honor Caesar, but to bury him.
What? I didn't know he was dead.
My friend, can I borrow from you a shovel?
No, Dad, burn it, you can't. But I'll send one.
And would he promise to disclose not my fell purpose?
It appears to me like if you said that backwards, it might make sense.
Caesar is dead. That's all there is. There isn't any more.
Well, if you ask me, you've had a couple of snorts too much already.
Nay, nay, nay.
What do you think you are, a horse?
Aye, that was my greatest rule.
Well, I don't want no horse trying to roll in this here store, so you better take yourself out in the street where the dust is nice and thick.
My meaning escaped you. I am an actor. My greatest part was that of the horse. It was in King Henry VIII.
You mean you can get up on the stage and make folks think you're a horse?
Exactly. I trod the boards with the great Irving.
You don't say so.
Aye, but I do. He is good King Hal. My horse. My kingdom for a horse, quoth he.
Well, what if he did?
It goes to show that I am one of the really great actors, sir.
Well, how do you make that out?
Did he not offer for me a king's ransom?
Yes, I guess he did from what you say. But we got a horse already, and he knows all the places in town where Eb delivers groceries, and we don't forget him like Eb does either, I'm going to tell you.
But in a lifetime, a man plays many parts. I have played them all. Julius Caesar,
so that's it. I thought when you first came in here, maybe you had murdered Caesar.
That was what the critics said, but I pay them no heed. I have played Mark Antony, Little Lever, Jan Janssen, King Lear. You should see me, Lear, the prisoner of Azenda.
Well, shucks, I know who you are now. You're that fellow that broke up the unveiling of that statue of Hector Smith by Senator Bunn's daughter.
Broke it up? Yeah. My friend, I made it. Without me, the entertainment would have been nothing. I worse than nothing.
Well, I've got to admit, I enjoyed your performance. Better than Miss Bone did, I reckon.
Shall I recite for you my favorite passage from Hamlet?
No, we got enough small town actors round here without bringing in no Hamlets.
Alas, poor Yorick. I knew him well.
Yeah, Burnett, I don't care nothing about your friend. Say, I got an idea.
I am deeply hurt.
Yeah, look here, let's cut out all this arguing and get down to business.
Speak on, Macduff.
Say, could you, by any chance, play the part of the hermit in our show we're getting up here in Corn Center?
Sir, the part is beneath me.
Well, I'll admit it ain't as good a part as the horse was, but still, actors must eat, as you might say.
Too true, brother, too true. I will take the part.
Well, now, that's fine. Yeah, I'm glad we got that straightened out. Be at the Opry House tomorrow night at 8 o'clock.
And may I play the part with my customary gusto?
Well, Mrs. Zell has charge of the costumes, but if she says anything about your gusto, by Jupiter, you just tell her I said you could wear it.
Oh, sir, you have made me the happiest man in the world. I'm a darling.
Wait, hold on, wait, I didn't tell you about this.
Body
can't
come in the dad darn door no more without some nitwit running over him.
Oh, shucks, Abby, didn't hurt you none.
You stepped on my favorite corn.
Yeah.
Who in tarnation was he, anyway?
I don't know. I never asked him his name.
Well, what do you want?
Why, he wanted to borrow a shovel.
What in Sam Hill do you want to borrow a shovel for?
Said he wanted to bury Caesar.
What?
Yes.
Look here, Zeb, when you bought him, you and him ain't been conniving, have you?
No, we ain't been conniving.
Then, what have you got to say about him burying this fella, Caesar?
He ain't got nothing to say. It ain't none of my business.
It ain't nothing That ain't nothing more or less than conniving, no.
I tell you, I ain't conniving.
Yeah,
I ain't neither. Conshine it, I'm not. I'm not, Dad. Burn if you don't talk to me that way.
Good morning. My, but you're looking excited.
I ain't neither.
What? Why, Mr. Winterbottom.
Oh, well, shucks, Miss Yell, I didn't mean to be impolite. I was talking to Eb. He's always bent on getting in the last word.
Oh, I understand. But what on earth was the argument about?
Eb here has been aiding and abetting a criminal, as you might say.
Oh, that's dreadful.
Don't you pay no attention to him, Mrs. L. I ain't neither.
Yes, Eb.
I didn't.
You did.
I never.
You will or something. The fella came in here to borrow your shovel and he didn't notify the authorities.
Well, I didn't give him the shovel neither, did I?
But there's nothing unlawful about borrowing a shovel, is there?
There is, if you bury it to bury a feller with.
Oh, dear. Why, this is dreadful. You say he wanted to bury a body?
Yes, but I didn't loan him no shovel.
Oh, but who was the corpse?
A fellow by the name of Caesar. He didn't amount to much, I reckon, anyway, because this fellow says he didn't come here to brag about him, but to bury him.
Oh, that's absurd. He didn't kill Caesar.
He didn't. Well, how do you know about him?
Why, Caesar has been dead for nearly 2,000 years.
He has.
Certainly.
Now, all I can say is that they've taken enough time in to bury him.
Well, I'm right put out about that. Yes, I am. Give me them letters. Yeah, Eb, I'm going over to the post office. I'm joining the
fellows. Oh, I hope Mr. Winterbottom isn't provoked at me.
I think he's mad at that feller that wanted to borrow the shovel to bury poor old Caesar. He'll be better when he gets no fresh air.
I'm glad you think it isn't my fault. I'm so worried about this hermit part in the play.
Well, shucks, Miss Dell, that's all fixed, you see. Professor Thistlewaite has a friend that is going to be Herman the Hermit.
Haven't you heard? I saw Professor Thistlewaite a little while ago, and he says his friend couldn't be in the play.
I ain't heard nothing about it.
But the professor said he telephoned the store.
That must have been while I was out. Dagnabbit. Now, that's bad, ain't it?
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, shucks. Mrs. L, I reckon you know it about as well as anyone else. But...
Of course. If there wasn't anyone in Corn Center who could fill the part, it would be a serious blow.
Well, who in tarnation is they in Corn Center that could gallivant over the stage like that hermit is supposed to do?
Your modesty is delightful.
I don't know what you're diving at.
But there's just one man here could do it. You and I both know who he is.
Well, you're only half right. Who is it?
Mr. Eb Peters.
Oh, shucks. Mrs. Dell, you don't think I...
I most certainly do.
Well, I don't know. Now, of course, if it was making a speech...
Oh, but there will be a speech. You'll be asked to make a curtain speech. The audience will demand that you do.
You think they will, huh?
Of course they will.
Shucks. I reckon I might as well... I might as well do it as the next teller at that.
Of course you will. You'll do just splendidly. Mr. Winterbottom has promised to give me a little something for directing the show.
Yeah, we've been sort of drawing up a contract, but we ain't got it done yet.
Why, isn't that a coincidence? I've drawn one up, too. It's really a rather silly little thing. I'm awfully impractical, you know. But then, after all, I think we ought to have some form of agreement, don't you?
Yes, of course.
I have it right here in my purse, and here it is. It's just a simple little thing.
Yeah, it does look sort of simple, don't it?
Here's my fountain pen. If you'll just sign it.
Wait a minute here. How do you mean?
Here, just put your name right there. Uh-huh. Right there.
That's it. Yeah. Well, there you be.
Oh, thank you so much.
And so you figure it'll be all right to take me in the play as the hermit, eh?
Oh, yes, indeed. In fact, you've been taken in already. Goodbye, Mr. Peters.